Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, I do want to put that rat on the table by ATCO Pest Control.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
We got to send her something for that endorsement.
Yes, I do want to put that rat on the table by ATCO Pest Control.
She's the best thing going.
Better than the Warriors?
Well, she's better than 11-11. Man. Hey, real quick about Giannis. It's funny. What happened last night, and again, this is like the second or third time with this calf. It's kind of, oh, it's just, you know, a pulled nail or whatever. Right. Like, this is serious, but nobody's even, he might miss a month.
Yeah. Yeah, he might. But we're not going to trade for him in the next month, so that doesn't really matter. All right. Trying to figure out if it's, how many people, we all want Giannis. But how many people are willing to go? Here's the other thing about this trade that I saw. Right. It's four picks. It's Draymond, Kuminga, and Buddy Hield. And just sight unseen, my first thought if I'm Milwaukee would be, I need a better player coming back than those three.
But you're doing it for
three.
The picks, though, right?
I'm going to get the picks. Oh, I'm getting the picks.
I hear that.
I want somebody. Mm. I want the picks. Like, I would take the picks and a guy like Trey Murphy. Like, that's what Giannis could cost you. He could cost you the picks and a good young player.
Yeah.
So it doesn't sound like enough to me.
And if
now,
yeah.
Butler? I don't know that they want Butler, the Bucks.
When's his? You said he got a year and a half.
Year and a half.
Well, I'll say this. Ramona Shelbourne, she was on a certain podcast, I forget, but I'm paraphrasing it. She was saying New York and another team didn't have the necessary picks like the Warriors do, like the Warriors could be a player.
Well, they have draft capital. Do they want to use it, and for whom?
I'm like a wounded animal. And you could say Wiseman was a long time ago and what Moody's become, and I like him. But, you know, there's some meat on the bone that was left. And Kuminga, Steiner, you hold on to those picks. There's a reality that you still could blow it. Like, you still got to hit it out the park if you want to hold on to these picks. Just because you have them doesn't mean you're going to get what you're bang for your buck. And that's what they've done with the three picks we talked about.
Right, but that Dunleavy didn't have – that was not Dunleavy. Mm-hmm. Like, I got to give Dunleavy a crack at drafting at the top of the draft.
Will Richard
if the situation – If that's what the situation has to be. Let's go to Lamont. Get us going here. Lamont's in Oakland. Wants to talk about Giannis. Hey, Lamont.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing today?
Hey.
I feel like this is what the Warriors have to offer is being overinflated. I'm sorry. For Giannis, it's kind of just what you just said, Steiny. Draymond, why do the Bucks want Draymond Green? Why in the world would they want Draymond Green and Kuminga? Like, I don't understand them giving up Giannis. Even to try to rebuild, like, That's not enough. And like you said, the picks are what they are, but why are they going to want first-round picks from a team that got Giannis and Steph Curry on it and Jimmy Butler? That means they're going to be picking later in the draft anyway.
Right.
So it just doesn't make sense that they would find that intriguing. If the Warriors can fleece them, that would be a fleece to me to get Giannis on that.
I agree.
The Warriors really don't have much of a cupboard to give them. Why do they think that's enticing? Why would Milwaukee think that that's enticing? Draymond, Jonathan Kuminga, and whoever else you want to throw in, it's not Curry or Butler. And for late-round picks, let's be honest, they're going to be late-round picks if Giannis goes to the Warriors. Right? So I don't understand how that would be intriguing at all to Milwaukee, number one. And then number two, when we're talking about the players who have not developed or who are not quite good enough, you know, as being young players, and we compare them to OKC, OKC had a period where they were not that good with Shea, where they got to play basketball and just play.
Yeah.
Like, we know that for we watch them struggle. Kirk does not trust these rookies, those young players enough because they're trying to still get the chip with Steph. He does not trust them enough to allow them to make mistakes enough. 25, 30 minutes a game. We see all these guys, they have to get the time. OKC, this didn't happen overnight. They were bad. Let's not forget that OKC was bad with Shea, but the younger players kept playing. Kerr does not give them enough rope because why? They're still trying to get Steph a championship, or they think they are, right?
Right.
And so the reality is, when you do that, you can't develop them. So I agree with you, Stein. We don't know. Kuminga, I mean, we don't know how he's expected to do things that he wasn't brought in necessarily to do. And the same thing with these other guys, because they don't have the opportunity to mess up, to learn their game, to know the NBA game, to get all the ins and outs. That is what those young Thundercats, the OKC has, were able to do. Right. They were not a good basketball team.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, good stuff, Lamont. Appreciate the call.
And I would just tell Lamont just about where they're going to pick. If New York is supposedly the leader in the clubhouse, they ain't going to be high picks either, Lamont. Do you know what I'm saying? New York is going deep, if not that all is the same.
I mean, the reason you do the trade of your Milwaukee is because of what is going to the OKC Thunder this year, and that's the Clippers' first-round pick. You're banking on the fact that the Warriors will be good for a year or two. But by the time those extra first-round picks come in, they're going to be lottery picks.
So, like, if I am the Bucks, and this is why I don't think the Warriors are a factor. Like, if I'm the Bucks, and I got it, we're thinking of moving Giannis. Okay, I'm thinking, let's look around the league. San Antonio, could we get Stephon Castle? Maybe.
Wow, put Giannis with Wimby.
And who would you want, Stephon Castle or Kuminga?
Castle.
So when I look at what the Bucks are going to want, you know, I just pick a team, Goo.
Give me Minnesota.
They would want. Okay, they're not going to get. Yeah, they're not going to get Ant.
Would they want Randall?
Maybe, but it's. What's Randall now? About 30? I would want somebody younger, but maybe, I don't know.
Well, there are other teams that could easily put together, I think, a better package involving players than the Warriors. But the question is, do the Spurs want to give up Stephon Castle?
Right.
They don't have to. I mean, OKC could get Giannis if they wanted to, but they probably don't.
Right.
I mean, you look at Atlanta. They could probably get him, but do they want to give up Reese Hoshea? I don't think so. Jalen Johnson. I mean, these are all good players. But
I mean, like, the Warriors don't have a Jalen Johnson.
No, but the point is, the Hawks and those other teams may not want to give them.
You're right.
They don't want to part ways with their Kuminga.
But
I get
don't
it.
Insult Jalen Johnson.
I love him, man.
By calling him.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell Kuminga. You this: he was supposed to be. How about that?
He was
supposed to be our Castle, Moody.
He was also a guy who got picked after Moody.
Man,
Jalen Johnson. He was the 20th pick that year.
I know. See, and that's I don't want to get into it.
But I don't want to get into it. Think about what he did.
I don't want to get into it.
He's averaging 23, 10, and 5.
Thank you.
Man,
I'm sorry. When was he drafted in Atlanta? What year?
2021.
Oh, interesting.
That's your boy.
Yeah, your boy also traded Luka.
Yeah, for Trey.
Yeah, who's going to get traded?
Has he played?
No, he's hurt.
I understand.
But
The one goes, where's the little dude from Atlanta? I'm like, Trae Young. I don't know when last time I seen him.
Let's go to City Boy.
Our man.
Hey, City, what's up, man?
Hey, what up, fellas? You know, this is a fun convo, but I mean, it, you know, to Lamont's point or whatever, I mean, it's very unlikely that the Warriors could pull off the Giannis trade, but you know, if we're going to talk about it, I mean, who wouldn't want him? I mean, let's get him. And you know, the money has to match up too. So like Castle makes what, like, I don't know, $4 million, $8 million, something like that. So, you know, I mean, even New York, right? Who's New York going to give up? They're going to give up Cat. Why would they want Cat? You know, I mean, maybe they could flip Cat to somebody else, but you know, it's like the Warriors package isn't amazing. He'd have to want to come here. He'd have to say, yeah, I want to be there. Trade me there. And I'd give up everything. I mean, let's just say this, right? Like, once Steph retires, what's pie in the sky for this team, even with draft picks, et cetera? Like, 500, maybe a little over. I mean, Lacob could go out in the free agent market and try and go get a big boy or whatever. I mean, really, I think what if I'm right about Lacob, he'd rather be like the Lakers and – forget the draft picks, and you go all in all the time, you know? And, I mean, it's worked for them. Look at the Lakers' record right now. I mean, I still can't believe they got Luka. I mean, whether it was a setup and a fix or not, I mean, the fact that they got Luka broken down AD is just crazy. So if you can, you know, I mean, if you can go get Giannis, you go get Giannis. And as far as beating OKC goes, I really don't care. Like, give me the best player possible. Give me the best team possible and try and win while Steph Curry still is a top 10 player, because the guy is. And I'll tell you what, in 2022, we didn't think they could beat a lot of people. We didn't think they could beat Boston. I mean, I did actually, but most people, the preponderance of people thought we were going to lose, and we just didn't, you know, because Steph is that great. And by the way, as far as Steph not being consistent, Matt, I mean, think about 2, 3, 4 years ago when he started slow and he would have 3 good games, and then he would have 2 bad games. We've seen this movie before. It's all about health in the playoffs. I mean, last year, Steph got hurt. Jimmy got hurt. I mean, that could happen again, but that could happen to Shea this year. That, you know, young players get hurt all the time, too. Wemby has missed what? Wemby's out this year.
Halliburton in the finals.
So youth doesn't mean anything when it comes to health anymore. These guys are getting hurt. They're dropping like flies. So at the end of the day, give me Giannis. Give me Steph Curry and let me roll the dice. And they got to trade Jimmy. If they're going to go get Giannis, you got to get Jimmy in there. Draymond, as much as he drives me insane, he understands playing with Steph. He plays great defense. I think you got to keep Draymond. You got to move Jimmy and move every pick from now until 2040. I really don't care. So,
I appreciate City Boy.
Yeah, he's all in.
I wonder how many people who are willing to just give up, you know, a lot for a player like Giannis. I wonder, seriously, how many of them are younger than 35?
I wish we could find out.
Because I have a feeling this could break a little bit along demographic lines.
Do you have a problem if I look at Giannis as our future, too? Like, that's why I'm so excited that, and I know it's a long shot, but if you could get him, not only do we get the experience of him and Steph right now and we're a player, he's our future.
Well, I would never get him unless he was going to be here.
You said that earlier, but
and I
just assumed that was already done, you know?
Well, and God, City Boy said something that I've always thought about in terms of what Lacob is going, like, what is Lacob, and I get it, he's owned the team for 15 years, but when you've had, the minute Steph's gone, everything changes. Then what will their strategy be? And I'm kind of with City Boy in that, okay, what's the worst case scenario? Let's say the worst case scenario is you get Giannis, you give up 4 firsts, unprotected, and Giannis walks. Now Giannis walks in 2 years, so the Warriors are no good, and they don't have any future first.
See, I don't, okay. Yeah.
But my point is like, the Lakers do that all the time.
Yeah.
And then Joe Lacob will say, who's a free agent in 2028? Oh, it's a Wemby? Let's go get Wemby. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to get Wemby, but that's a way some teams that don't want to deal with kind of doing it the way Oklahoma City did.
Yeah. And the way they're talking, go ahead.
I don't know I don't want to go here, but I don't know how attractive this place will be once Steph leaves.
Well, I know this. The Bucks are trying to do, we hear this all the time when two teams are, a player and a team are about to, you know, depart. It looks like they're working together, and Giannis has the power to veto wherever he's going. So I believe if he said, I'll go to Golden State, it's for the long run. I mean, I'm not acting like I know him. He's got a family. He's got young kids. Like, if he makes a move, it ain't to make another move and then have one jersey, be one jersey guy. Looks like it's going to be two. I get it. But then another one, like, I think he would like, this will be his home for the force of the next 7 years, man. That's just what I get from him. So if he were to be delivered here and arrive in the Yay, it would be for the long haul.
I mean, when's he contract? When could he get his extension?
After next season.
Offhand, you know that. Okay, so like you would,
but just like Jimmy,
right? Yeah. But no, they could. No, they got Miami to give Jimmy that extra year,
right?
And that's why he came to the Warriors, because he had 2 years.
Remember, he didn't want to come.
If Milwaukee goes to Giannis and goes, what about Golden State? He'll be like, okay, I'll go to Golden State. That's fine. Well, then the Warriors are going to be like, hey, you're going to re-sign here, right? Like, they can't re-sign him right now.
I got you.
And he'll be like, I'll be open to it. I'll be open to it a year from now. Yeah, and
Steph will be here still.
But obviously, I'm going to test the market, right? Are you still willing to do it?
Well, whoever gets him is going to be in that boat.
Exactly.
If he were to move.
Exactly.
And Joe Lacob's always been ultra confident. And I think they got something to where they've talked about, not it has to happen, obviously, but Stoney, I think there's something to both being a fan of each other. And if they could play that in Giannis down the low and Steph outside, oh my gosh, just think about it.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk studio. Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
You like their chances tonight?
Who?
The Warriors.
They could win tonight.
Well, that's any game.
What?
But I'm just
getting ready. You want to see?
Like, I don't want to come in tomorrow.
You're getting ready to see a fleet of young players better than the Warriors? Young players?
It's just, man. Like,
you can have Philly Goo. I'll take the Warriors.
That's bad. Yeah,
no, I don't. I want the Warriors to win. No, he was going to take the Warriors.
They're underdogs. I'll take them.
Warriors getting 3.5?
Yeah. Well, we don't know if Jimmy's playing, but
I kind of like the Warriors. Like him.
This is against his ex.
I actually kind of like the Warriors.
He's got like 7 exes. Yes,
exactly. And he doesn't play against any of them.
That's
pretty good.
He like can't be in the same room as an ex.
Why did I get mad at that meme that made its rounds with him in every uniform that he's played? And I said this is the lesser version, but it's the older. That's not fair. It's the older version of himself. So, duh. But man, Miami Jimmy, 2 final appearances, and he was the dude, solo act, driving and kicking.
Let's go to Vakarl. Am I saying it right? Vakarl.
Yeah, you are.
All right, Vakarl, yeah, how you doing, man? Doing?
What's up, baby?
I'm doing well. Thanks. Hey, so, you know, there's a couple takes here. Yeah, Giannis is sweet. Everybody wants Giannis. But the bottom line is you give up everybody for Giannis. You got Draymond. Draymond, who's going to set the table without Draymond? He plays well with Curry. He knows the game. He has high IQ. And I don't believe that it's as much of how the Warriors missed on the draft picks as much as the league has responded to the blueprint that Curry, Kerr, and the Warriors have put together. Coaches are coaching different, and they've done it with length. That's where we're in trouble. They've done it with length.
Yeah.
So now you've got big guard, 6'5", 6'6". 6'8", 6'10", on teams is almost normal now, and these guys can move. You get a couple 7-footers that move like guards, It's almost impossible for the Warriors to catch up at this stage. What's the future? I don't know for sure. But the bottom line is this. You can't mortgage the future for one person. And as you guys are talking about, Giannis can do whatever the heck he wants. And now you're back down to the bottom. The other teams, have gotten good. Oklahoma, through being terrible. So they got higher draft picks.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what's happening to San Antonio. This is what's happening to the Blazers. This is what's happening to Houston. These young cats are coming in. And guess what? They're not afraid of the Warriors.
Right.
So therefore, they're beating us down. We're aging. And like I said, it's not a clear cut what direction the Warriors are going to go, but the blueprint is there. Most dynasties now, I believe, going in the future will have probably a 2-year window because of the second apron. I don't believe you're going to have 4 years, 3 years in a row of getting championships, or 3 and 5 years. I think those days are gone. And because when you're playing on rookie contracts, you can have a multitude of guys playing.
Right.
But everybody, once they get a ring, want to get paid.
Hey, you're making a
hey, hey, for Carl.
Because I got a response.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
You're somebody. I can tell. You're somebody. You know what I mean?
Well, like well, I appreciate that.
No, I think he's
been around. You got to explain that. It's kind of
like
weird.
He's been around the game. Like
you're saying he's famous?
Yeah, I think he's been, he worked for a team or as a coach or something like that.
Yeah, I've trained and coached basketball for over 20-something years. Also, I don't know if I can say this.
Oh, go ahead.
But
no, you can't.
I'm opening up the Barriers First Shooting Academy down here in San Jose. Based on a shooting system I created. It took 6.5 years. So hope you guys hear about it later.
Hey, I got a jumper. If you need help, I can come help the kids.
Simmer, go.
Hey, Evan, I didn't like what you
do. Hey, McCall, good luck to you, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I appreciate you guys and your time, and you guys do a very good job. That's why I listen all the time.
I appreciate your time. I'm going to leave you with this one. You had so many good points when you talk about where the league's at. Forget what happened and whose fault it is. It made me just hurt about Kuminga, because the DNA part of JK is where the league's at, and the fact that it's not further along hurts me, man. But that good call. All
right,
that's
McCall.
Good. That's good. I appreciate it, guys. Talk to you again soon.
All right.
He wasn't an NBA player. He's got a lot going on.
But don't you get it?
It wasn't Hubie Brown's. And that's my guy, V.
He was somebody. That's a sixth sense I got.
Look at you.
I know when I'm talking to real basketball people and when I'm not.
We can't make a free throw.
Now that's a real basketball person.
Why did Evan jump in when I said I could help? Simmer down.
It just gets old.
Well, it sounds like a shooting academy for people who need help. You are offering help. But he's trying to help people with their jump shot.
Yeah, he doesn't need you coaching.
You coach.
He needs you paying the $300 to go there and take it up.
What if I told you I talked to the one and only, the great Mark Ibanez yesterday?
All right.
And he told me he was searching.
Okay.
He was interested in hearing more about how Chris Paul was dealt with. Not a big Chris Paul fan. But just real quick, and I asked Evan after you left, the green room, a guy that was the president of the Players Association and as accomplished as Chris Paul, do you feel bad that he got sent home? No. Do you feel like he was wronged?
Not really.
I feel like he had to be acting a fool for you not to be talking to the coach and to send you home on a road trip.
But I'm sure something's going on.
Yeah, but it ain't like, oh my God, Mother Teresa was done wrong because, you know, Chris Paul and what he's meant for the league.
My sources in L.A. say that he was really being kind of loud about the organization and Ty Lue and Lawrence Frank and was kind of being...
Well, you got to go, my brother.
Would you guys like to hear what Draymond Green said about
on
the Draymond Green Show via...
Or me for bringing
the Odyssey Podcast Network. Here's what he had to say.
If you're an NBA player, this should bother you because that shows you what can happen to you. The point guard was released at 3 a.m. by the Clippers. What I will say is... Holding management, coaches, and players accountable seems like something that needs to be done in order to win at a high level. CP is as great as we all know he is. When you're great, it's fine. And they accept the vocal leader and the holding people accountable. They accept that. But when you're on the end, all of a sudden, your experiences don't matter anymore. And you ask yourself the question, does that really get in the way of your organization succeeding? Because the knowledge that one had once they got later in their stuff, we wanted to throw that out. If that can be done to Chris Paul, imagine what can be done to the rest of us. And so I think if you're an NBA player, this should bother you. Because
Take note, Draymond.
Subscribe and download wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah, that was wonderful. But I would just double back and tell Dre, he ain't the point guard now. But I get what he was putting down. You use me and love me and tolerate me when I can give you this and that. But you can't find a place for a guy like me useful.
Hey, Draymond, that's the oldest thing in the book. Once you aren't good anymore, you lose your voice.
Wow.
It's a truism, right? And he's talking about himself, too.
He's the point godfather.
Man.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
I love me some Dre.
So Draymond wants to continue to get worse as a player, but continue to be more of a voice in the locker room. That doesn't work.
Don't throw us out or guys. Please. At the end, they got all that know-how and knowledge. Find a play.
Congratulations,
how are we in the
Draymond.
Way? Don't throw us out with the bathwater.
All right, so Draymond finally figured out that when your skills begin to diminish, teams don't tolerate as much. Oh,
but
boy.
Paul was done here.
Welcome to the... I'm talking about Paul now. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I see Joe, Andy, Pete. We'll get to all of you guys on the other side. And I'm having a good time today, Goo.
Yeah.
How about you? Hey, by the way, this... let me get out here, and I'm going to tell you about special thing we're doing next week. We're going to want you to be involved because it's really cool. I'll tell you on the other side. Tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Your home court advantage, brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity. Imagine that.
If you're an NBA player, this should bother you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone has a personal agenda.
This should bother you.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to say it this way, and I don't care what anybody says. We're blessed. We're blessed in the
it
Bay.
Feel that way.
I'll tell you that.
To have Draymond,
day.
No, not for the weather or anything like that. Just to have Draymond Green here.
If you're an NBA player, this should bother you. That was great.
That's pretty funny.
This should bother you.
He's got great cadence.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm not great.
I know you're not. I can tell. You're worried about the Cowboys.
No, I'm not. I'm watching. They got the replay of last night. Giannis goes out early against Milwaukee. Was getting blown out by Detroit. Giannis goes out, and then the Bucks rally and win.
Mm.
And I just want to have a fundamental basketball conversation real quick with you, Evan, and the listeners. There is something to not having a ball stopper and then the ball popping and everybody knows they can get involved, as opposed to having that anchor like a Luka, a Harden. There is just, and I get why you go through those guys, but ball movement is sweet, Steiny.
And that's why, and I've got to do this because...
I'm sorry, Mr. Hubie
the Boxer
Brown
and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. You know, Steiny's been hating on Steph. No, okay, take another listen. That's what makes Steph Curry a different kind of superstar. He doesn't have to do it like selfish Luka and selfish Harden.
Yeah. Giannis will dribble the air out of the ball.
One of the reasons that Steph Curry and his greatness are unparalleled. How about that?
And he shares.
Does that sound like a Steph Curry hater?
No.
He's take Luka
jackasses.
Right now.
No, but
let me tell you something.
I would too.
I'd take Doncic right now.
Can I tell you something?
That's not the point.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
I watch Laker games and LeBron's like Norm. They don't need him. It's like
Norm who?
My dad. Like he's just.
Why we need your dad?
He's older. He's at the end.
Well,
the Lakers are. My point is the Lakers are fine without LeBron, Evan, and it's kind of damn scary.
Did you see him? Was it last night or a couple nights ago when?
He had to get to the 10-point marker.
J.J. Redick was calling out something for him, and he was just talking to the Suns. He was just in the corner talking to the Suns bench. Like, J.J. Redick had to call a timeout to get his attention.
Evan, I saw that, I swear to you all, and I go, this is weird, but for you to tell me now that's what was going, whoa, Steiny, wow. It's the end of LeBron. Like, he's not the A guy. It's Luka. And it's crazy to see.
Okay. And is Steph no longer the A guy?
No, he's A guy. Because Jimmy is not Luka.
Okay.
And so I think Jimmy is laboring more than Steph from a bot. Like, he's showing his age more than Steph. I'm being real. I love Jimmy.
Okay, so LeBron was the best player in the Lakers. They got Doncic, who's better than LeBron. And
well,
now they've
AD
gone to another level.
When they won, AD was better than LeBron, Steiny. That's just me. When they won that chip, AD was better than LeBron.
Right. And are we at the stage now with Steph Curry that the only way the Warriors can win it all is they better get a player in
That's
here better than Steph? That's just some of the stuff we're batting around.
Let's be real quick to that. How big of the gap is from Jimmy and Steph right now? Let's be honest. Just as a basketball player. Both sides, like, the impact, but how big of a gap is it between Jimmy and Steph? When Durant was here, some would say Durant, whatever. I'm talking about Jimmy. Do you find me being unfair that I want more from Jimmy?
I don't think he can do it.
And why?
Because
not that he don't want
I've
to.
I've seen him now for a year,
it's
right?
It's physical, right?
He's just not my cup of tea. It's really hard to explain.
I think physically he can't do what I'm asking. It's not that he doesn't sound like you're saying he might can do it and don't want to do it. I just think physically the miles are on him.
No kidding. Like, and that's what is so frustrating sometimes. You wonder why Butler and Draymond and Steph just aren't at the level they were at of you because, goo, they've got mileage.
I want to throw the baseball at you. But Steph's not showing me that more nights than not, Steiny. And the dude is blockbuster right now. If we said, who could you go watch? And you don't care for this, but it's real. That's why they're on everything.
No doubt.
That's why they're on pro. But he is still, it's incredible.
But here's
if you want to truly be real.
But here's the difference. Like, yes, if I'm an owner and I'm Joe Lacob, yeah, you better damn well factor in Steph's box office, but that too will like lower his value or not lower his value, but
fade.
That would mean that if it's about box office, then he'll never go anywhere. And I'm not saying that he should, but I just don't like the way the Warriors telegraphed their strategy for the last 3 years.
And I mean, to be honest, I don't really need to defend them. Was there any other way?
Yes, like, there was.
Like, give me an example.
Not re-signing Draymond when they had a chance.
But you know they're going out like
the
Beatles.
Okay, then don't ask me.
No,
then don't ask me what I would have done differently.
Like, I'm with you, but I get the loyalty of this is your dude.
Well, and
he punched a guy and they didn't even suspend him.
Thank you.
So that's bigger than just Steph. Like, so I get that.
Okay. First of all, let's not revise history. When Draymond was a free agent, and he, by the way, when Draymond opted out early to become a free agent, there were Warrior fans that say they should let him walk.
There was a lot. Then he had dinner.
I have a follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
Where would they be if they hadn't re-signed Draymond Green? And I'm not saying that they're in a great place. I'm just what else?
I think that would have had such a ripple effect that it would be really hard to project exactly where they'd be now.
And on the court, Evan, I think they could have won a first round series against Houston, because now we're getting, it's hard for me to say this, and I'm not dissing Dre, because who would take his place or do it? It could be by committee. But there's no doubt in my mind they couldn't have won a first round series like they did last year. And then lose to Houston, or the year before, win a play-in game. So I'm not saying Evan's saying it. Let's not act like they've gone to the Western Conference Finals. They've been mediocre pretty much. They've been in the play-in.
Do you think they even make the playoffs?
Without Draymond?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
If you just took him off the team?
Yeah.
Well, before Jimmy Butler, they weren't going to make the playoffs.
Oh.
And the year before, they, got eliminated in the play-in?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, you might not have made the playoffs at all. And I don't think Draymond is the difference between them winning a championship and not, but if you didn't re-sign him, you would have, played Kuminga more?
No, and you would have had to deal with Steph.
And that's where I'm at.
And you would have had to deal with Steph. Like, Steph, you'd have to answer to Steph if that's what you would have done, and they weren't ready to do that for a lot of different reasons at the time. Let's get to Andy.
All right.
Andy's in San Francisco. What's up, Andy? How you doing?
I'm doing great, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Dynamite. Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh. All right. I got a unique trade proposal I think saves the Warriors season. I want to give you the trade and the 10-man rotation.
Let's go. Yes, sir.
All right. It's a three-team trade. The Celtics receive Moses Moody, Buddy Hield, Brandon Pajimski, a second-round draft pick, and a 2028 first-round unprotected pick. The Los Angeles Clippers receive Jonathan Kuminga, a 2026 first-round pick, and a 2029 first-round pick swap. That should be post-Steph and everybody, so that should be a good pick. The Warriors receive Derek White and Ivica Zubac. The 10-man rotation is Steph Curry, Derek White, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, and Ivica Zubac at start. And benches, DeAnthony Melton, Will Richard, Gary Payton, Al Horford, and Quentin Post. I would rock with that 10-man
lineup.
Dude,
that is fun. Did you put that in the trade machine? Like, did that all work? Because, man, if we get D-White.
Works perfect.
My God, if we got those two dudes, Stoddy, watch out.
Can you fax that in here? Because I was having trouble keeping it straight. Who'd the Warriors end up with?
D-White and Zubac. Yeah.
And they only give up those three.
Moody, Hield, Pods,
thanks,
and
Andy. Thanks, Andy.
Well, and they're giving up three unprotected first-round picks.
Evan, though, you want 4E? If we could get White and Zubac,
I'd rather have Giannis.
I think.
Well, you didn't ask that. Pretty good work, but he sounded a little bit like Grandy.
He sounded exactly like Grandy.
This should bother you.
That's great.
We got to get him on.
Ooh, Grandy?
Yeah, Draymond.
Draymond's
in the back.
Yeah.
Draymond, we need to get on.
You know, how do you do a new team and you don't come on?
Let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm telling you
right now. Are you being serious?
I am being serious. I'll be out at Chase next Friday.
What?
And I'm going to approach Draymond Green and say, dude, how you doing? Matt Steinmetz. Nice to meet you. Oh, yeah, I know who you are from 15 years ago.
I don't think he'll say that.
No, he's not going to remember.
And you're not going to spark up conversation. I've seen you.
Okay.
I can't say what I want to say. Evan knows what I want to say, but I don't have a lot of faith in.
You think if I'm in the bowels of the Chase Center and Draymond Green's walking toward me, I'm just going to not say anything to him? You're crazy.
Our show probably would be, what's the word? We would be two tiers higher had you used the tools that you possess that you don't tap into.
Yeah,
and it hurts the show. But
yeah,
if
I know.
You were to do something like that, we would have them. Like, I don't doubt you.
Okay. Well, I'll go over there next Friday and get them.
But what's your plan?
I'll go to talk to him and say, hi, Draymond. How are you?
Okay.
I work for that station that you just signed a 9-figure deal with. Odyssey.
Oh, what show do you do?
He won't know what that is.
But what show do you do? I'm Dre. What show do you do? What's the name of your show? That's where we're
Steiny and Guru, 10 to 2 on your flagship. I'm surprised you're talking to me. Yeah, me too, Draymond.
Shut you come talking
on,
to me.
Want
to
come on the show?
Why do be like that? That was great.
We're trying to come up with the fifth player who gives you the most trouble.
He needs to come on, man.
He would have fun with us.
It doesn't feel that way.
Oh, man. Let's go. Yeah. Let me tell you. Let's go to my favorite country. Mount Rushmore of favorite countries. Let's go to Toronto, Canada, and talk to John. Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Hey. Doing well, thank you.
Okay, I just wanted to talk about Jonathan Kuminga and the comparison to the other young players like Franz Wagner and Scottie Barnes.
Okay.
Okay, so I was looking up the minutes. Scottie Barnes has played 10,000 minutes. Franz Wagner has played 10,000 minutes. Jonathan Kuminga has played 5,900 minutes. So these two players have 4,000 more minutes than Jonathan Kuminga.
Yep.
And if Jonathan Kuminga was to catch up to the minutes, he would have to play 164 games, 30 minutes every game to catch up to those two guys. And even Jalen Williams on the OKC, he was drafted a year after Jonathan Kuminga, and he has played 800 more minutes than Jonathan Kuminga. So if you put these guys on the Warriors, they wouldn't be who they are. They wouldn't be where they're at.
I agree.
And so the comparison is not fair.
No. The comparison
he'll never make up those minutes, bud.
You're right. The comparison's not fair because they've had two different upbringings in the NBA, if you will. I agree, and I totally agree. Like, I believe, I don't know what would have happened to Kuminga, but I'll bet if he were drafted by Orlando, is that who we're talking about, Wagner?
Yeah.
He'd have closer to 10,000 minutes than 6,000.
No, I love the homework, but I'd like to ask the caller if he's still there.
Yeah, he's there.
The reality is he'll never make that up. So how does Jonathan, without those minutes that you illustrated, how does he take initiative and, I don't want to say catch up, and get the best version of himself?
You leave the team. He has to play for somebody else. He would never catch up playing for Steve Kerr.
I got you. Wow.
Good stuff, John. Appreciate it, man.
Those were a lot more minutes. I get it.
Can I offer a slightly different perspective? Not to say it's right or wrong, but would you say Jalen Suggs is further along than Jonathan Kuminga?
See, these are
his senior year in college. He was further along.
Further along because
he's played less minutes in the league other than words Jonathan we can Kuminga use. Has.
And how many years did he play at Gonzaga?
I think he only played one.
One or two.
A baller. I hated on him. He's a baller.
Yeah, he was in the same group with the... But Chet, but okay.
Do you know anything about Suggs's upbringing? Like, where's he from?
He's from Minneapolis.
Okay, and what I'm getting at is, when I think of Suggs, I think of a guy who probably was playing point guard when he was in fourth grade.
What do you think of Aaron Wiggins?
I need to see more of him, Evan.
I like him.
Yeah, okay. And he doesn't play a lot because there's no room for him on the Thunder.
Okay,
he's played less minutes than Jonathan Kuminga. He's in the same draft class. But he helps them.
So, yes,
it's true that a lot of the top players in that class have gotten to play more minutes or more games. But there are examples of players that are also contributing to their teams in their roles that have had the same amount of runway that Kuminga has.
And that's why I used I went Pampers. And I used the Steiny, we're doing too much, changing the diapers and giving them the binky. You got to go in and you're right. We look at Kuminga's background. You said fourth grade. Kuminga wasn't playing hoop in fourth grade.
Exactly.
But the bottom line is you got to, whoever you are, it's just more than Kuminga. When you get an opportunity, you got to maximize it, man.
Cool. Jalen Johnson has also played 1,000 less minutes than Jonathan Kuminga in the NBA.
And he only had one season at Duke, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. That dude, man.
So clearly the answer there is, I mean, all those guys But can't we agree all those guys had a better foundation when they came into the league?
But my point is, like, there are various paths to success, and a few guys that have played less than him have maximized theirs more than he has.
That's fair.
And if I asked you two right now, January, whatever the date, what was the 14th, 15th, whatever the date is, Kuminga Warrior after the trade deadline, Evan?
Kuminga Warrior after the deadline?
No, I thought they'd trade him coming into the season.
Wow, man.
So do you think they will move him at the
deadline? Yes, I think he'll be traded.
That's what I took.
Okay. And I'm just let me see if I can do this again. If I can get you ready here. I mean, maybe something like this. The Warriors have traded Jonathan Kuminga to the San Antonio Spurs for Kelly Olynyk.
Then he needs to stay here. Yeah. That would be a nightmare.
I'm saying get ready for it.
Don't you get it?
Pick another team. Just pick a team, any team, like a card, and I'm doing a trick.
The Raptors.
The Raptors. Okay, let's go to Toronto. The Golden State Warriors have traded Jonathan Kuminga to the Toronto Raptors for Grady Dick.
I'm out.
Jamal Shedd.
Sheed. He plays a lot for them.
Yeah, I'm out.
Is that the guy from he's from the SEC, right?
I think Houston, right?
Yeah. I guess. David and El Sobrante. By the way, Fear's playing well in New Orleans. Getting an opportunity. David and El Sobrante, how you doing, man?
Oh, I'm good, fellas. How you doing?
Oh, we're trying to figure it out, man.
Oh, okay. Well, I just want to say a couple of things about the big man need. Guru, I agree with you on that. But to me, it seems like that if Steve Kerr, if you're not 6'9 or below, he has no use for you. I'm just going back to when Bogut was on the team, the Olympic team that he coached, it seems like he couldn't wait to take the big man out and go to the small depth lineup. So I think that instead of addressing the big man need, because I don't think he'd play him anyway, we saw it with Kevon Looney too. The man had 18 rebounds and then he doesn't play for three games.
Mm.
So I think it'd be better if they went to like Scotty Barnes or Trey Murphy III or one of those big wings that rebounds and is like a 5-tool player instead of trying to get a big man in here, because personally, I don't think that Steve Kerr going to play him anyway. What do you guys think about that?
And that's, I love both players, man.
David, I'm kind of with you. I mean, what kind of big man do they like? Well, they loved Bogut. Well, okay. He was a great defender. He was a great rim protector.
But they were loaded.
He was a huge body. He was a great passer. He was a fantastic screen setter. Like, they don't, like, they're not, those guys are really hard to find, those big guys who can do all those kind of things.
Yeah, and now we need one that can score, you know, and do all that. Like, how long has it
that's
been?
That's what's called a superstar.
Yeah, no doubt. How long? It's been too damn. You know what? I'm going to check myself. I sound spoiled. We had a dynasty.
You are.
With Kevin Durant, two of the years. We had a dynasty.
Right.
And we still got Steph and Dre. So where can we go get one of those big boys that
you just got one last year, Butler? I don't know if you know this about the NBA. It's got a salary cap. You got to make some trades. And, you know, they made it. They traded for Jimmy Butler last year. But yet, like, it's just so funny. Let's go get Butler. He's our trade. Now we need Giannis. It's like, okay, after Giannis, who are you going to beg for?
Who was the big white center we drafted? And for a second, I thought
Todd Fuller.
No, we had him on the show. No, he was from like Europe somewhere, and he tried to take off from the free throw line and dunk one game.
Smiley.
I thought for a second we might have had our big
center is being generous.
Smile, yeah.
Do you know where small ball even came from, Goo?
Small ball,
yeah.
The death lineup.
No. Originally.
No.
Don Nels.
Well, all right.
Okay, but... Yeah. All right, oh, so you knew it. Because you thought I was trying to embarrass you there, which I wasn't. I was just asking a question.
I don't know if you know this about me. Seriously. Can I think this something? No, I just figured it. You've never embarrassed me.
Oh, thank you.
People can think
I don't like to do that.
My head is
never intentionally.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, so it came from Don Nelson. So what Don Nelson used to do at practice is he would scrimmage.
Right.
And he would take the six tallest guys on one team and the six smaller guys on the other team.
Okay.
And he basically said, every single time the small guys win because they're better players. So that's where like the small ball concept came in. Now keep in mind, he's playing small ball with Tim Hardaway, Chris Mullin, Mitch Richmond.
Keep going.
He can even play it a little with Weber at five, which Weber, hey, but like, yeah, he's like, if you get five smalls that aren't really small, I would play that way too if I could.
But do that now. That team's like, losing by 40 across the league.
Do that now.
Chet Holmgren, the smalls, because I'm going with the bigs now. The Scotty Barnes of the world, the Cats, the Holmgren.
Do you think the league has changed so much?
Yeah, I do. I really do,
okay,
man.
So what about the Warriors' small lineup with Durant? When they had
Durant Curry. Durant can't be part of a small lineup. Like, Durant's seven, you know what I mean?
All right.
Yeah.
That's fair, but.
But nowadays, my point is it's changing to where I would bet on the bigs who play like guards and Wimby.
I mean, small ball really is less about the size of the player than it is playing without a center for the most part.
Well, we play small ball and we're not even trying. That thing Monday that you read off that I saw over the weekend about the Warriors, our size for every
lack
player.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of size, goo.
That falls on somebody. That's Mike D, Steiny, whether you like it or not. And then you can say, well, what are you saying? We're too damn small. That's a death wish, man.
Well, it's also, it's not just being a,
like clinging. I'm just, remember when we played him and they were just, I went to the game, and he looked like
Shaq. Why can't Post be clinging?
This is Quentin Post.
What? Are you being?
Go ahead,
Adam. Is that a rhetorical question?
No, but what I'm, no.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What I'm saying is, would Klingon play for the Warriors?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, don't say that. There's 98% of centers he doesn't play.
That's because, like, none of them can play.
Well, my point is like, okay, so Klingon's a great passer.
I'd say okay. He's fine. Yeah. Sure.
He's got to be able to pass to play on this team, according to Kerr.
He runs the floor.
Okay.
He defends. He rebounds.
I mean,
he doesn't need the ball.
Jeez, here's what I'm getting at. It's nothing against you guys. I'm not convinced I know what big guy could play on this team other than a bona fide star big man who's like a name. Like you say, Klingon.
But we said Zubac could play.
Well, he's pretty damn good.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay, you call it.
Like I put Zubac in a different class than Klingon. We can talk more about this conversation.
Valanciunas would have fit in. Him play with Denver. My God.
And I'm not convinced he would have played here. Oh. It feels like they could have gotten Valanciunas four times over the last 6 years. And this upcoming Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, we're giving away three Warrior jerseys. All three are the town jerseys. that they debuted on that November 24th night against the Jazz. Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler, the town jerseys, are up for grabs, and one of them could be yours. Listen for your chance Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. For more details, go to 957thegame.com. And that segment was sponsored by Safeway.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.